This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Planning to travel to France, Portugal, Jordan, Cyprus, and a few other areas because they've got high COVID levels, so you better change your mind if you're listening to me in America. This might be where you'll be planted, at least not in those places, because a lot of Americans are actually trying to see other parts of the world quickly as the Omicron variant is starting to surge around. But it's not the Omicron variant that's getting people. It is still the Delta variant. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. We've got the red carpet. Can you see it? Just visualize it. It's big. It's fluffy. You're walking across it. And you are welcome, whether you are here for a first time or you've been here many, many, many times before. Good reminder to everybody. Anything you hear or something you want to suggest, we do have a virtual box. Send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. So I think a lot of Americans might be spending Christmas at home or driving to places that are close by, maybe. I do believe there will be lots of flights in the U.S. There's certainly flights that are booked. And now it's becoming easier to test anyway, if you're curious about COVID, because there's COVID-19 testing that's free in a lot of different places. And the at-home tests are at of no cost to you or I. So if you are perhaps traveling internationally to a place where you can travel and you need a test, because you will, they'll want you to have a test 48 hours beforehand, it should be pretty easy to get that test. So there's the good news there. But anytime we're talking about what's going on with the Rona, in any sense of the word, we're never happy about it, of course, right? We're used to it. I'm used to seeing the signs now. I went by a huge university the other day. I was riding a bike. Went by a huge university. I looked over at the sign and said, "Thank you for social distancing and wearing a mask." I mean, this is just every day, right? We're used to this now. As far as the Omicron variant and the COVID infection, where it's been found, it's popped up in a lot of different states now, more and more states. First one in Texas. There was also one found in Minnesota as well. A Minnesota resident who recently traveled to New York City was found to be infected with it. And this is a guy who was vaccinated and just has mild symptoms. And pretty much we're hearing that, mild symptoms. You know, what's interesting is he was one of a lot of people now. It keeps popping up that went to this anime convention in New York City, November 19th through the 21st. So in Minnesota, the epidemiologists there are collaborating with the New York City and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to figure this all out and unravel it, because more people, like I said, who went to this convention are coming down with Omicron. And, of course, what we do know about the virus is it's just highly infectious. It moves quickly throughout the world, and that's the deal. But that so far, most people, especially those that are vaccinated that have gotten it, are getting the mild symptoms, right? Yeah. All right, I want to say something empowering here in the beginning, because I don't want it to be all negative, just pounding you with the virtual nastiness that's happening. When I was a kid, I don't know about you, but I can remember thinking about space and traveling into space. I wasn't trying to be an engineer, or I didn't want to go through the hoops that you would have to go through to be an astronaut. And who knew that I would end up interviewing a bunch of astronauts when I you know, eventually became a television reporter and then did a talk show. But I had no idea how tough it was. I knew it was tough, and all the astronauts told me that. But NASA picked 10 new astronauts recently out of a pool of, you ready for this, 12,000 applicants. So once you're picked, you train for missions, of course, that cover the low Earth orbit to the moon. And it's a, I guess, two-year training course at Johnson Space Center in Houston. I knew that. I knew that they have to be trained, obviously. And I knew it was a couple of years. And they get introduced. It's a big deal. They get introduced in front of family, friends, and they're soon to be colleagues, the people that will work alongside of them. But 12,000 applicants. I mean, this is really an interesting time for human space flight, because you got private missions, that low Earth orbit stuff. You have the International Space Station and the research there. You have the Artemis program that is about going to the moon and on to Mars. So it is interesting what some of these people will be doing, and their backgrounds to me are interesting. A lot of them Air Force, you know, former fighter pilots, and lots of combat hours and flight time, and that makes sense to me that you would have someone like that, or biochemistry and molecular biophysicists that would also be on board and would be chosen for that kind of a mission, and somebody who was retired from the Marine Corps and somebody who was a Navy Reserves lieutenant. So certainly qualified people, engineers, etc. But the amount of people that apply, I had no idea. No idea. I had no idea about this either. I woke up Saturday and I was texted by somebody who was trying to alert me to the fact, thinking that I was jumping on the air, that the parents of the Michigan school shooting suspect were found. They were arrested after a manhunt. They were saying, oh, we're going to turn ourselves in, but they didn't. There was actually someone who tipped them off and led the police to James and Jennifer Crumley, the parents of the 15-year-old Michigan high school shooting suspect. They were at a Detroit warehouse, I guess, and what's interesting is somebody, again, tipped them off. And so they're going to qualify for $10,000 in reward money. So they're eligible for the reward, the person who did the tipping. I guess it pays to pay attention, right? Because knew their faces, saw, and was able to make that phone call. We'll see if they, you know, end up getting that or not. But it just, boom, there was a U.S. Marshals wanted poster that was circulating out there where the reward said up to $10,000. Now, what will happen with the parents? They've been charged criminally as a result of alleged actions involving their son. He was charged in the shooting that left four students dead and injured seven other victims. So involuntary manslaughter, we'll see if ultimately, it sticks, but the charges obviously are very, very serious.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powder Yarko that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Is in our virtual green room. She has written a book called Henry's Mysterious Voice. Who is Henry? What's the mysterious voice? We're going to solve that mystery. Nancy, thanks so much for coming on.
I'm at your pleasure. This is wonderful to be able to talk to you.
Excellent. I like that. So let's talk about what led you to writing this children's book.
If you had asked me 6 months ago, not 6 months, about 2 years ago, if I would have written a children's book after writing and publishing two others, I would have laughed in your face. But there just seems to be a nudge on me. I do believe it was from the Lord to write this. And I thought, how do I write a book about the Lord's providence and love and everything that goes with it? And I just sat down and I did the stream of conscience writing, and all of a sudden Henry came alive, and it's been the most wonderful time in my life to write a book that I never thought I would ever write and put out the word that the Lord loves everyone and protects them. It just fills me. And Henry, I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it, is me. And it's my journey with him to learn about how he loves me and provides for me and protects me.
So let's talk about Henry. Henry is a little brown mouse who wants to be bold, who wants to be filled with adventure. So what happens to Henry?
Henry, one day he's kind of at the door of making a decision that, you know, I don't know whether I can do this. I want to go out. I want to enjoy the life that could be outside because my quote-unquote family has enjoyed doing so many different things. And he hears this voice come out of wherever saying, you can do this. I'm with you. You can do it. And it takes him a while to assimilate that idea that and the confidence he can do it. And once he realizes somebody has told him he can do it, he's going to do it. Then he plans how he's going to get out of the house. And he just plans it just perfectly because he knows he can't be seen, because if he's seen, he's done for. And he finally scoots around to the front door, and Jim, who is the husband's father in this, is going out because he's a fireman, has been called to a fire, and he scoots out with him. And all of a sudden, he's outside, and he's excited as anything, and all of a sudden, he realizes the door is shut behind him. He can't get back in. So he must believe that he can do whatever it is that he wants to do with his voice saying, you can do it. And he does. He faces a few dangers, but they're minor except for one, and he's protected, and he's nourished during this journey that he has.
Nice.
I love it. World.
I love it because, you know, it's broken down into these chapters, hunger pains, a new course of action, all kinds. I'm jumping around, but children at play. What do you want kids to take away from reading this and parents who read it to them?
What I want them to know is that the Lord is always available, always ready to protect, always ready to nourish them with whatever their needs are, whether it's for food or for love or a friendship that they don't have. That's one thing that Henry still longs for at the end of the book. He knows he needs a real friend, but he knows he has this mysterious voice that's going to be with him forever. But he's looking for a friend, and that will be the sequel when it comes about.
I love it. So there's another part to this. Your grandchildren must love it. Even your great-grandchild must love it as well, and kids everywhere, I think. This story, the illustrations are wonderful, and there are so many good lessons in this. Nancy Hurley, you can get this book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time that you've given me and letting me spout about my wonderful little mouse, Henry.
Thank you. All right, from Nancy Hurley, coming up, a conversation that we've had in the past with Andy Berger. And the reason I'm bringing Andy Berger into play here is because of human trafficking. And I'm proud to say that this show, and if you've listened to it, we have absolutely had authors on who have poured their guts out to us about things that happened to them as far as horrible atrocities, abuses, and how they've tried to help others and what it was like to get through that. And I was asked to lend my voice to a book, and this book just came out a couple of days ago. It's called Voices Against Trafficking, The Strength of Many Voices Speaking as One. And Andy Berger and her husband started a place called Beulah's Place, where they take in homeless teen boys and girls and teach them skills and get them to college if that's what they want to do, figure out if they can help there. And it's amazing what so many of these kids have gone on to do. And the most important thing is to live a decent life, and after coming out of some terrible circumstances. So my chapter in the book is called Bubbles Need to Burst to Stop Human Trafficking. And I talk about growing up in a suburb outside of Philadelphia. Human trafficking was something I thought, you know, happened in other places. I was in a bubble where that was never talked about, even though it was happening around us. And years later, that changed when I interviewed too many women and men who fell prey to some form of
trafficking. And I talk about one of the authors that we talked to, Judith Powell, and what happened to her. Her book is The Summer of 1957, Secrets Left in the Basement, and how as a young girl she was molested by her grandfather's friend, and then how she learned later that there was someone else, there were other victims, and she had no idea, but found out later that her parents went to the police, that they reported it, because she didn't realize that. You know, kids sometimes are told not to say anything, etc. And then I talk about the fact that I had covered 15 Super Bowls and that human trafficking was huge at, around Super Bowls. And that in 2021, the Super Bowl that featured quarterback, you know, Tom Brady and the Bucks, and the 2020 champion Kansas City Chiefs, where it all looked great. You know, we're ordering pizzas and snacking and all that sort of stuff. The Hillsborough County, in Hillsborough County, the Sheriff's Department arrested 70 people during an investigation called Operation Game Over, and it was aimed at cracking down on sexual exploitation, and they raided a number of places, and they arrested people that ranged in age from 19 to almost 80 years old. And again, there are so many others who have reached out and tried to help people, just like Andy Berger and her husband, to help kids especially be aware that find themselves falling prey to these circumstances. I mean, this is what the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell trial was about. Let's face it, that these girls, how old they were and the things that, that happened to them, both in allegedly both in Florida and in New York. And there's some great people doing some wonderful things to stop all of that. So I am happy to support her efforts and to have my name on that book and a chapter in it, just like the great Jim Bohannon. Anytime I can be mentioned with Jim Bohannon, that's a good thing anyway, because I think he is very, very good people. And he also did something in the book as well. And then there were some others who did. And the idea is they're going to get this book into the hands of everybody in Congress for what it's worth, and just try to raise those voices even higher. And there are great resources in the book for people who find themselves in these awful, terrible positions. So again, you can pick it up on Amazon for less than $6 if you get the Kindle version. Voices Against Trafficking, The Strength of Many Voices Speaking as One. Andy Berger next.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Justice Department is suing the state of Texas over its newly redistricted congressional and state legislature maps. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced Monday.
As the Supreme Court has observed, a core principle of our democracy is that, quote, voters should choose the representatives, not the other way around, close quote.
Garland said Texas violated the Voting Rights Act by drawing redistricting maps that disenfranchise African American and Latino voters.
Three more missionaries from the Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries have been released by kidnappers in Haiti. The organization says those who returned are safe and in good spirits. The group won't give the names of the hostages or circumstances of the release. Two hostages were released last month. There are still 12 people in captivity who were kidnapped by a gang in October. This is USA Radio News. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday refused to commit to basic transparency about Hunter Biden's alleged divestment from an investment fund controlled by Chinese state-owned entities, or confirm that the first son's infamous lost laptop is authentic when pressed by the New York Post.
The president's son is not an employee of the federal government, so I'd point you to his representatives. And as it relates to the book, I have neither had the time nor interest in exploring or reading the book.
Go ahead, Tina.
I think I answered your question.
Psaki swatted down a question about Post columnist Miranda Devine's new book, The Laptop from Hell, which was released last week. Former President Donald Trump has tapped Congressman Devin Nunes, Republican of California, to be CEO of his new media and tech company, Trump Media and Technology Group. Nunes will retire from Congress and start as CEO of TMTG in January. This is USA Radio News.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Teenagers, when you're in the middle of a pandemic, the coronavirus has to be a major threat to homeless teens, to abused people, but abused teenagers who find themselves in a very dark, dark place. Andy Berger joins us. She's the founder of Beulah's Place. She knows what this is like, and thank goodness for Beulah's Place. We're going to get into that in a second. Andy, thanks for popping on the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
So let's talk about your story first and Beulah's Place. You're so passionate about this because you live this. You're a survivor of childhood abuse, and you have written about your story and talked about it. But tell listeners who don't know what happened and what led you to where you are now.
Absolutely. Before there was a term, Kate, called human trafficking, I was sex trafficked by all immediate and extended family members from ages 6 months to 17 years old. And again, we're talking the 60s, early 70s, so people were barely talking about child abuse at the time, let alone anything, you know, more sinister. And so by the time I was five, the physical, mental, emotional, sexual torture, abuse, manipulation was so great. That was my first attempt at suicide as a young girl. I just wanted to be out. I just wanted it to be over.
Wow.
And yeah, in that moment, you know, in my life, God interceded in other people's lives. It could be something else. But in that moment, somehow, I felt I had some kind of purpose or some kind of something if I could just stay alive long enough. And the last time my birth mother tried to take my life, I was 17. So it was a really, really long road.
And you get out of that place. And how do you get out of that place? How do you, for the young lifetime of what you went through, how did you get out of that?
I pursued education. I went to college. I finished my four-year degree in 3 years. I was the classic overachiever, pleaser, just leave me alone, you know, let me do what I need to do. And then I thought, well, you know, I'm going to go to law school and I'm going to save the world and all these other kids that were like me. And I got there and I realized, yeah, no, that's not happening, because I saw a lot of things that just weren't the kind of justice I thought I would find. So I finished because I thought, if I take my law to business, I can be more successful and hopefully develop, you know, a way to help kids on my own terms.
Yeah, so then it leads us to Beulah's Place. And tell us about Beulah's Place, which is an incredible refuge for these abused and homeless teens.
Yes, my husband and I co-founded that in 2008. We've been 100% volunteer-driven, and we rescue at-risk homeless teen boys and girls who have been trafficked, who have been sexually preyed upon or criminally preyed upon in any way, or sadly, they've just simply been discarded or kicked out for whatever reason. So they run to the streets for safety. And as you know, you and your listeners know, the streets are not safe for young people that are barely, you know, adult age.
Yeah, so now we're in this pandemic, and what's happening? I would think the threat is even more major now because of the coronavirus.
Absolutely. These kids, a lot of our kids, they lived in trees and old cars and abandoned or condemned, you know, structures, things like that when we get them. And so now imagine they're not living in any kind of sanitary condition to begin with. And now we have, you know, this virus out there, which for them, any health condition is dangerous, but these kids have no choice. They don't have medical plans. They don't have a way to just walk into urgent care and say, hey, you know, help me. They have no residential history, nothing to show for themselves because they've been on the streets. They may be carriers and not even know it. So they're either going to die or get worse, or hopefully, you know, if there's a miracle for them, you know, somebody intercedes like we tried to do, but we're still helping these youth regardless. And their main concerns are, can I eat today? Can I get clean today? Can I sleep today? Will somebody help me? Or am I going to die today?
Wow. So as somebody who is, I mean, such a big heart you have, obviously, and this is your passion to help other people in these terrible situations, it has to be rewarding, though, to see them come out on the other side, some of these boys and some of these girls. Is that what really keeps you going?
Absolutely. One less young person on the street means we have a chance for them to have a future, which means our communities across the nation and the world have a future when any of these kids survive and thrive. So we've had quite a number go to college. We have all of them graduating high school. We have them in jobs that they maintain. And so within 3 to 5 months in our safe house program, they are ready to go back to community with very minimal reliance on assistance. And so that is a win for all of us. They're consumers, they're renters, they're starting their own families in a much better way. Do they still have to deal with all the trauma? Of course, just like I did, but they have a better chance when they're fed and they're watered and they have someone that believes in them.
Yeah. We're speaking to Andy Berger, and she's written a book, too, called A Fragile Thread of Hope. And in this book, you talk about four different teens, at-risk teens, you know, taking them from the streets and then what happened. Tell us about one of those stories.
Sure. One of the, not all of the stories are about traffic victims, but yes, this is a perfect example. So one of the girls, her father was the sexual violator and violated her from ages like 5 to 10. The mother finally divorced him, became an alcoholic, a raging alcoholic, met a boyfriend and would leave her daughter from ages 12 to 16 home alone with just frozen food in the freezer 6 days a week. And the only time the mother would come home or leave the boyfriend is when this girl attempted suicide, where she had to show up. And then she'd be home for a few days, and then it went back. So this girl, of course, in that time period, what do you think a young girl will do eventually? She'll hook up with friends that maybe don't have her best interests at heart. She had a woman approach her, you know, bought her presents, took her to lunch, and a few months later, hey, by the way, I have some friends. They're at a hotel down the road. I want you to come meet them. And there you have it. And so these things happen because these kids are disenfranchised. And, you know, it just is unfortunate. But when we got her, she did so well. These kids are smart. The ones that we rescue are very smart. They just need it channeled. And she has an incredible career at age 24 and has just really kicked butt in the world. So we're very proud of her and all the kids who make it.
Boy, no kidding. I mean, and again, that's their stories and surviving and thriving. I mean, that absolutely keeps you going. And I think people don't, and maybe I'm wrong about this, they hear little bits about trafficking and they hear about teenagers and homelessness and all the dangers of that, but I don't think they realize it's in their backyard. This is rampant in so many cities, isn't it?
Absolutely. Every single state in our union has documented cases. The traffickers are not necessarily what you see in the movies. That's, you know, a little bit more saleable. A lot of times it's the average Joe or average Jane that is a teacher like my birth mother was, or a salesperson like my birth father was, or, you know, they're in the community, they have a little house, they have a little family, it all looks normal, but yet they have this underlying business. They are borrowing or stealing product from other families, which is basically their children.
Wow. Wow. What can people do that are listening to this that are just being pulled into this story and now more aware? What can we do?
Well, something positive that they can do definitely is if they see something, say something. Go to your local law enforcement agency, find out what the parameters are on reporting. You can be active that way. A more passive approach, you know, buy the book because 45% of the proceeds go back to victims of child sex trafficking and child abuse. That would be helpful. You know, support an organization like Beulah's Place. Go to beulahsplace.org. Every dollar goes to programs. We have no staff. We have no personnel after 11 years. But we have a 92% success rate of these kids staying independent and moving on. So, you know, we must be doing something right. But they can help in so many ways, or go to a local youth center, find out how you can help, or check with, you know, DHS or schools and say, is there, you know, anyone I can mentor? Things like that. Just get involved. Don't let the piercings or whatever it is, you know, throw you off, because these kids are looking for some kind of identity in our community.
Boy, and I think what you said is so true about the mentoring, especially because who can they look to? Where can you go? What can you see that you know, is normal, that there is a path that you can grab onto? And the more mentors, the better, right?
Absolutely. Even a cup of coffee, you'd be amazed. When we first, when I first meet one of these young people, we sit down for coffee, tea, whatever, and of course they're a little reticent. You know, they don't trust right away. But, you know, I basically say, so what's going on in your life? You know, what's happening? You know, how can I help? What can I do? And make it about them and not, you know, any other agenda.
Yeah, wow. Andy, your story is so powerful. Thanks for everything that you're doing out there, fighting the good fight. Andy Berger, pick up the book and help some people. A Fragile Thread of Hope, One Survivor's Quest to Rescue. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, and so you know this. We talked about human trafficking before on this show. Many times we've talked about it, and her story is just so powerful. When you think of the abuses she mentioned that she went through and getting out of that situation, getting the law degree, then moving on to try to help others. And human trafficking is, I had no idea until somebody made me aware of just how rampant it was in every single city, and not what you think it is. The exploitations of, you know, exploited teenagers, of what's happens to them, like I said, how they're being exploited, is just absolutely sickening. So this is a serious problem. If there is a way that you can help and stop this cycle of the people, the nefarious people who are recruiting, enticing, harboring, transporting, providing, doing any of that kind of stuff towards human trafficking and targeting these homeless teenagers, please reach out and do that. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Hi, this is Kate.
Hey, Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Love me, love me, please don't tease. If I can hold you, honey, let me squeeze. Oh, my heart, I go round and round. And my love comes tumbling down. And you believe me. Ripless!
Obviously, on this show, we've been talking a lot about COVID now for actually over a year, because we were talking about it before it hit the United States. And joining us now is Mark Goldman. He's the managing partner of Goldman and McCormick PR and a pal of mine, too, as well. And I was so saddened and scared to learn about his experience with COVID-19. Hey, Mark, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Great pleasure.
So tell us what happened. I mean, take us back to how'd you know you had it, and what was that like?
You know what? On January 2nd, I got a rapid test. I was negative. On January, I think, 4th or 5th, I got another rapid test, and I was positive. And I had to, they said I had to quarantine for 14 days. I actually ended up quarantining for 19 days. My kids were with my ex-wife, and the house that I'm living in, I have my mother there as well. She's, you know, very elderly and old, so I had to actually check into a hotel for 19 days. I told them, of course, I was on business, which I was, right? And I stayed there for 19 days. We're at quarantine. I really didn't see anybody. I didn't really do too much work. And it was the worst experience of my life, and I'm still traumatized from it till this day.
So when you say it's the worst experience of your life, what were you experiencing? What were, you know, you test positive, you go in the hotel, were you getting night sweats? What was it like?
Absolutely. I had very high fevers. I was getting night sweats. I was having nightmares. I didn't eat for 2 weeks straight. I was sleeping all hours of the day. It was just a horrible, horrible experience for me. I did not have, like some other people have, the lack of smell or taste. I just wasn't hungry at all. But it's a horrible, horrible situation. I really recommend if anybody thinks this is fake or it's political or it's not true or it's a conspiracy, this is 100% real. And we have to make sure that everybody in this country knows that this is real. Keep up the social distancing. Keep up the mask wearing. Even if your governor or your politician says, you know, wear your mask and blah, 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 and you're against what they say or you're against politics, whatever it is, wear a mask because it will be better for you in the long run.
Yeah, and better for us as a country, obviously, and we see it's happening around the world, too, because of how it's just crushed business. It had to be scary for you because you were so isolated, too. And I know you. You know, you're a gregarious person. You got people around you, and you got kids. So for your kids, it had to be scary.
Yeah, no, it was a very, very scary experience all around. For the first 2 weeks, I was really just not feeling good at all. After the second week, I did a telehealth session with a doctor, and he called in about 4 different medications, and I really got much more healthier from that, between the vitamins, some of the medications I was on, like a Z-Pack and a steroid and this, that, and the other, and it just really, really helped out in the long run. So you know, obviously I was very appreciative of the doctor. If I did not do that, I would end up in the emergency room.
Wow. So, because like we said, you had the night sweats, you couldn't sleep, you couldn't eat, all that stuff. But because you did the telehealth thing, and then you got, like you said, the various things from the steroids to the vitamins, et cetera, that helped kind of buoy you. Otherwise, were you worried, obviously, that you would be one of those people that got into the hospital and maybe ended up not breathing, getting on a ventilator?
Absolutely. And then the other thing is, when I'm in the hotel, I put on the TV, and all I see is, you know, 50,000 more people died of COVID today, or, you know, or whatever else. And I'm just thinking, more people are dying, and this may happen to me, and, you know, whatever else. It's just really, really scary, scary experience. And I also got anxious to go to sleep in the evenings because I was afraid of all the nightmares and fever and sweating and everything else. It was just a horrible, horrible, traumatizing experience, really, overall.
So you have the anxiety, but then you start to notice that it finally, eventually, you feel better. You take another test, and you're, what, negative, and you know that you can leave the hotel?
No. After 14 days of quarantining, they say, you know, you're better, you know, or you don't have to quarantine anymore. But what I did was I was checking my fever every day. I was checking my oxygen levels every day. And I was in communication with the doctor, and between those three things, I was set to go back. So I had fever. I was fever free for 7 days. My oxygen levels were at 98%. So I was really in a better place. I was feeling good, more energy. I was ready to eat. So really, at the end, you kind of knew that it was out of you.
What would you say to people? Because, you know, now we're having also, you talked about the masks, Mark, but also the great debate over the vaccines.
Right. Yeah, you know what? I think for all the people that are, you know, it's I'm not anti-vaccine. I have kids, and we've vaccinated them for several different things. None of them have autism. None of them have any horrible issues going around that. And when the vaccine is available, I mean, I'm in New York, so it's been a little messed up, but when it is available, I'm ready to take it. And if there's a side effect or two, that's something, you know, I got to deal with personally. But I can never, ever have COVID again. And I don't want anybody to experience what I experienced.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we're glad you're well. And, Mark, thanks so much for sharing your story.
Thank you.
So as Mark said, you know, you look at the symptoms and he described it, and he did that 14 days. And, you know, you get the fever, cough, shortness of breath, or the highest frequency symptoms of COVID-19. According to this latest study of symptoms in about 11,000 adult COVID-19 patients, at least one of those symptoms was reported in 93% of the cases. The fever, the chills that he was talking about, the fever can be low grade or a degree or two higher than normal to dangerously high, and you can experience chills
in your body, which feels cold for no apparent reason. It could be just kind of a cozy temperature, but you're still shivering. And then the cough, everybody talks about the cough. It's a respiratory illness, so cough is a common symptom, and it can also appear early in the infection. A dry, persistent cough can be a red flag that you have COVID-19. The fatigue, the muscle aches, that's another thing to look out for. Mark mentioned it. He didn't have that distorted sense of smell or taste or loss of it, but a lot of people describe that as something that they are dealing with, and then they know that's why they believe they have COVID and take the tests and whatnot. So now we're at 463,000 deaths in the United States. That's out of 27 million cases worldwide, 2.31 million of total cases worldwide, 106 million reported cases that we know of, because, of course, that number could be a little bit different. Those are numbers, by the way, from John Hopkins. Scary, scary stuff when you think about it. 31.9 million people have been vaccinated. So the number who have received at least one dose of the vaccine, and that covers 25.9% of the prioritized population and 9.6% of the total population of the United States. And the vaccine and how do you get it and how do you register? I always say this show is about the conversation in your backyard and mine, no matter where you are listening to us, whether it is in Tucson, Arizona, or whether you are listening to us in Ottumwa, Iowa, Portland, Oregon, New Orleans, wherever it might be, anywhere in the great state of Louisiana or in the great state of Michigan, and we want to welcome a new affiliate, WMIC in Sandusky, Michigan. And so if you're listening to us there, the thing to do is call the county, and I know it's frustrating. You have to get on the computer, you make these phone calls, and you get sent to a line somewhere, but it does work. If you just keep pressing forward, you will get on a list, and as the vaccine becomes available, if you're getting that vaccine, like Mark said, and you have no issues with it, well, then get yourself in line and just be patient. In a more rural area, they're having much more success. That's why West Virginia and some of the areas in West Virginia, boy, they're doing phenomenal. I mean, they're like at 85% of, as far as all the doses they've gotten, getting them out there because, and I've talked about this on a previous show, because of the connectivity to these pharmacies. People know their pharmacists. The word gets out. It spreads. They're local. And then people are getting vaccinated and none of the doses are getting lost in between. And of course, the next thing that happens is once you get the first one, and then it's all about getting the second one and being able to get that quickly enough and not let it linger too far. That's why J&J, you know, Johnson & Johnson, they're talking about their vaccine. Once they get all the approvals, that's a one-shot deal. There were fireworks in Tampa for the first socially distanced Super Bowl. Home field advantage for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who slaughtered the Chiefs. We're talking about it on the flip side as we open the door to the man cave.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.